At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Time for the Joy Business Report. Country's senior partner accounting at accounting and auditing firm of PwC urges banks to prioritize gender diversity in the decision-making process towards sectorial growth and development. Also, Ghana FinTech and Payments Association calls on Bank of Ghana to expedite action on implementation of policies to spur the growth of the sector. And on the Joy Business Journal, we focus attention on the Idinkra village at Intonso, which records low patronage as part of the Ghana Month celebration. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Let's now settle for the details with me, Emma Davis. Country senior partner of PwC, Vish Ashiagbo, has called for increased gender diversity within the banking sector. Mr. Ashiagbo argues that the diversity allows everyone to leverage each other's strengths, ultimately promoting growth and development within the banking sector. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the PwC's 2024 Gender Diversity Banking Report in Accra.
If you look at financial services or banks in particular as basically intermediaries that support businesses, if those who are driving the economy are significantly female, then you'd expect that, and to make progress, then those who are facilitating that activity should be broadly represented so that they understand the issues, they can really address the needs of the stakeholders so that overall we get the impact that we're looking for.
That was Vish Ashiagbo, country senior partner at PwC. Chief executive of the Ghana Enterprises Agency, Kosi Yanki Aye, says she is on a mission to ensure more women-led businesses become successful in the next few years. This, she believes, will be a catalyst for general economic growth since more small and medium enterprises are managed by women. She was speaking at the first Empower Hair series in Accra under the theme Breaking Barriers, Empowering Aspiring Female Leaders in Business.
How do you take advantage of the future? How do we ensure for us that we create the space for people like you who are here today? Young women with ambition, with passion, with interests, with hopes, with aspirations. How do we create that space for you? How do we ensure that as we go up, we pull you and take you along with us? How do we ensure that you actually succeed? Because you have to succeed. We have to empower you. Empower Hair. And as they mentioned, this is the first of the Empower Hair series.
That was Kosi Yankee-Aye, CEO of the Ghana Enterprises Agency. Moving on, the Ghana FinTech and Payments Association is calling on the Bank of Ghana to expedite action on the implementation of policies to address emerging technologies in the financial technology space. Speaking on Joy Business Social, its president, Martin Awaga, commended the regulator for its efforts in sanitizing the fintech ecosystem, but wants more to be done. His call comes on the back of the rate of the evolution of the sector to spur growth and remain competitive.
Innovation would always precede regulation, no matter what. So we need to find ways and means to push regulation a bit, because with the speed with which AI, DLT, IoT, and all this, technologies that we are seeing coming, regulation has not even scratched the surface of this already. I mean, policies have not really scratched the surface. So I think to a large extent, policies have been slow, yes, but kudos when it comes to the financial sector, kudos to the Bank of Ghana for what they are doing. I mean, they've done tremendously well by even functioning out a FinTech and Innovation Office to take this head on, to take this battle head on and be able to quickly come up with some frameworks, some solutions.
Martin Awaga is the president of the Ghana FinTech and Payments Association. Still on technology, founder of the Design and Technology Institute, Constance Swanika, is calling on the private sector to collaborate with academia in order to nurture young people to contribute to the growth of the private sector. According to her, this collaboration will provide students with opportunities that could help them acquire practical skills and be easily employable. She was speaking at the Institute's stakeholder meeting.
What we need is to deepen industry stakeholder engagement. I think that it's a shame that as a Ghanaian, if you've seen that this is possible, the least that we can do as citizens, sometimes when you're in private sector, we expect that a government would do everything. But visionary projects actually would come from the private sector. And then so I would hope that with what we've been able to achieve on our own, it'll be easier for us to really begin to engage some of the stakeholders who should now come on board.
Constance Swanika is the founder of the Design and Technology Institute. Now to today's Joy Business Journal, the Dinkra village at Ntonso in the Kwabre East Municipality of the Ashanti region has in recent times recorded low tourist visits and patronage of products. Caretaker of the village, Kwabna Nyama, says the duplication of the Dinkra and Kente business in other areas have deprived the Ntonso communities of their traditional benefits. Emmanuel Bright Kweku focused on the Dinkra Kente for the Joy Business Journal as part of the Ghana Month celebration.
Dinkra are virtual symbols representing concepts that convey ancient traditional wisdom about life, philosophical thoughts, and aspects of the environment. The people of Jaman are credited with inventing Dinkra. History tells of how the great chief of the village, Kofi Dinkra, profoundly loved and wore the designs that he named them after himself. After succumbing to the Ashantis in a war, his son was forced to teach the designs to the Ashantis, which birthed the Dinkra Kente. Since then, the Dinkra symbols became an important part of Kente cloths, adding to the historical importance and shedding light on creativity of the indigenous weavers. Located in the Kwabri East Municipality, the Ntonso town is renowned as the home of the Edinkra symbols used in Kente cloth. The traditional cloth is made by stamping a dye from plant extract known as kuntu on a fabric. Kwabla Nyama is the caretaker of the Edinkra village in Ntonso.
We pound the back of the tree into powder and well with water. This is pure tree extract.
After making the dye, the carved out wooden symbols are embossed with the extracts on the fabric.
After we've had the extract, we brand the cloth with the various symbols gently.
These cloths showcase the uniqueness of the Ashanti culture and their heritage. But the industry is suffocating from the recent establishment of other Edinkra centers, depriving the traditional town of tourists and patrons.
Because people are establishing a lot of centers, it's affecting us. The government must find people to direct the foreigners to this place.
Revenue generated from its activities is channeled into supporting the development of the community.
We can get revenue from this to support the community and the nation. A lot of people have left because the business isn't booming.
These weavers are anticipating heavy investment to boost their production. But as the popular Edinkra adage reads, Sankofa Yenchi, to wit, one must remember the past to make positive progress in the future. For Joy Business, I am Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
Emmanuel Bright-Kweku ending the Joy Business Journal. Now, the Ecobank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed of all the benefits of a normal savings or current account, plus many more. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank, save as you spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close their existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank salary account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the Ecobank salary account. Non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the Ecobank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at Ecobank. Call Ecobank toll free on 0800-003225, 0800-003225, whenever, wherever, for further details. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis. Game Plan is next.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge. from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.